Well, it happened. It happened over the weekend while we were all speculating, and after President Trump had given Iran 60 days to negotiate, to come to the table. And suddenly, on Saturday night, this is what happened. We attacked Iran. Operation Midnight Hammer. They're describing it as a spectacular success. Axios is reporting that it was a head fake. Even CNN is praising the administration, at least, you know, cautiously, resentfully, praising the success of this mission. It was Operation, again, Midnight Hammer. It took place over the course, they planned it, over the course of weeks and months. I read somewhere that really this is the brainchild of Donald Trump, that he's the one who designed this. I don't know. I can't confirm that, but that's what I read. Fordow was the main target. That was the uranium enrichment facility deep inside that mountain. But they hit two other sites as well. And it was B-2 Spirit stealth bombers carrying 30,000-pound bunker-busting bombs. We talked about that. You've heard it in the news. They are based in Missouri, of all things. And what they did was they sent out two of these, I think it was two, some, B-2 Spirit stealth bombers from Missouri, but going the opposite direction, as though they were going to Guam. But then shortly after that, they sent out however many more, two or three, going east, and they were headed for Tehran. And they were never detected, never detected. It was, that's just part of the game that they played so successfully. We should be very proud of our military for doing this. Remember, Pete Hegseth has only been in charge for 6 months. President Trump has only been president for 6 months. And here they are putting together this plan. And one of the most stunning things about it was no one leaked it. There was not a single leak. Of course, part of that was because they did a briefing, but they did not tell the Democrats in Congress. They didn't tell them. They told everyone right after the strike finished, but there were no leaks, and that's pretty telling right there from my perspective. Well, President Trump came out and spoke as soon as the strikes were finished. That was the first clue we had. I know Bruce and I were watching television, and we just happened to turn it on right when this was happening. So we got to see it in real time. So I'm going to play President Trump's statement on the other side after the music, but I wanted to give you just a heads up. I'm going to give you some information that's coming in about what's happening in the aftermath of that strike. I'm talking to you. It's Monday, June the 23rd, but hopefully this will be good for a couple of days. I'll bring you some information that you might not be aware of. So I hope you'll just sit back and listen. But first, abortion has remained the world's leading cause of death for the fifth consecutive year in 2023, despite the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Tragically, this total is greater than the number of deaths attributed to the next seven causes of death combined. Sadly, with the abortion pill accounting for over 60% of all abortions, babies' lives are at an even greater risk now. And that's why we work with Preborn to try to stop this in, I think, the most beautiful way possible, and that is by showing women the image of their baby in their womb and letting them decide for themselves that that life is more precious than their freedom or whatever it is that they think they're choosing over the life of the baby. They do it so beautifully, and that's why we ask you to go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy, and make your most generous donation. And one last thing, Preborn, by the way, has a 5-star charity rating, so you can give to them with confidence. Go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. Well, you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can listen to us on any podcast platform. Our home base is afr.net. That's AmericanFamilyRadio.net. But all other podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, whatever you like, Amazon, whatever you listen through, we are there. You can find us on social media, all the platforms. You can follow me on X and my Twitter handle. Isn't that lovely? I remember when they used to start saying that. I thought it was so funny. I could hardly bring myself to saying it. And now I'm saying it. It's at Sandy Rios Tweet. That's at Sandy Rios Tweet. All right, Operation Midnight Hammer has been an incredible success. We don't know the extent to which it has destroyed these nuclear bunkers or underground uranium enrichment. We think it's been pretty successful, but time will tell. But the Iranians are threatening to attack us back, and that's actually begun to happen, and I'll talk about that on this edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
Thank you very much. A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. Everybody heard those names for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying, death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people, blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs. That was their specialty. We lost over 1,000 people, and hundreds of thousands throughout the Middle East and around the world have died as a direct result of their hate. In particular, so many were killed by their general, Qasem Soleimani. I decided a long time ago that I would not let this happen. It will not continue. I want to thank and congratulate Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before. And we've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel. I want to thank the Israeli military for the wonderful job they've done. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the great American patriots who flew those magnificent machines tonight and all of the United States military on an operation the likes of which the world has not seen in many, many decades. Hopefully, we will no longer need their services in this capacity. I hope that's so. I also want to congratulate the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Rosenkane, spectacular general, and all of the brilliant military minds involved in this attack. With all of that being said, this cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill. Most of them can be taken out in a matter of minutes. There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight, not even close. There has never been a military that could do what took place just a little while ago. And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God. I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel. And God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, I bet there's no one listening who didn't hear that, at least parts of it. But I wanted you to hear the whole thing. And I just want to mention, you know, the last podcast we did was on Iran's 46-year war against us. We traced what they have been doing to us. From taking hostages and keeping them for 444 days and mocking us all the while, torturing Americans on airplanes, especially veterans. There was a horrible story that we talked about on Friday of them taking a Navy diver on a TWA hijacked plane that they had hijacked and I probably shouldn't repeat the things they did. I will say that they put a microphone up to his mouth so people could hear him screaming on the plane. And this is what they've been doing. And they have a mantra. It started with the Khomeini in the early days when Jimmy Carter was president, and they took those hostages out of our embassy. And Carter refused to defend the embassy, told the Marines to stand down, and then promised Iran, we won't invade you. We just want our hostages back healthy. And that went over well with Khomeini. He kept them for 444 days and then released them when Ronald Reagan took the oath of office, just to stick it in the face of Jimmy Carter, who he learned to hate because of his weakness. And I have to say, we've had a lot of presidents since then. We've had, that was the first incident that I know of with Iran when we understood that they were our enemy. Then they started chanting, death to America, death to the great Satan. This has been happening nonstop since 1979 when the hostages were taken. So this is not new news. It's just that some Americans didn't realize we were at war with them. This fight with Iran is our fight, too. And the reason we haven't known much about it is because none of our leaders, and I do mean none, Republicans or Democrats, have been willing to take them on. No one. Whether it's, in fact, I would say that between the Democratic presidents, Democratic regimes in our country, Carter was weak. Bill Clinton was just feckless. Not a single president since 1979 has been willing to stand up to the nation of Iran, in spite of their acts of war against us consistently over these decades. No one. In fact, Khomeini developed this saying after they took our hostages and Carter did nothing. He said, he laughed. We've got their hostages. We've been holding them and doing whatever else it is to them, and the Americans can't do a damn thing. That's what he said. It was repeated over and over again through the decades when they would do something else, like torture, you know, Navy divers on airplanes, or when they would kill our servicemen in the Iraq War, set IEDs and make sure that they were wounded, set a bounty of $1,000 per head of every American soldier that was killed by an Iraqi or whoever was fighting against them at the moment. So no one has done anything. No wonder they have no respect for us. President Trump did do away with the JCPOA. That was the agreement with Iran that was established through Obama, who did everything he could to help Iran. It was amazing. When the protesters were in the street, trying to get their freedom from the Iranian regime, the mullahs, and they were powerful at that time. The president of the United States, Barack Obama, would do nothing to help them. He just sat and watched them as they then were arrested and jailed and tortured. He did nothing, didn't send them anything. And then when President Trump was elected the first time, he got us out of the treaty that was allowing them to develop nuclear weapons. But my point is, even Reagan, who must have been distracted with the Cold War, didn't do anything. Not until President Donald J. Trump did any American president push back. It's an incredible thing what he did, because it wasn't popular in the country. It wasn't popular among Republicans. Some of the loudest voices, like Tucker Carlson and even Charlie Kirk and lots of other leading voices in the conservative movement have really fought against this. And so I think it's remarkable that President Trump took that stand and okayed and maybe oversaw that attack. I just think it's remarkable. And the other thing that's remarkable is that President Trump, at the end of that statement, said he wanted to. Now, remember, he's not a guy who grew up in Sunday school. He doesn't know the language of the church. And so when he thanked God, it was different than a Sunday school churched person would. He'd said, we thank God, whatever he said, but you know what he meant. We thank you, God. We love you, God. That's what he said. You know, I just remember that Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you can't enter the kingdom. Did you ever think that a proud man like Donald Trump would say that? But he did. See, I sense a change here, and I would say, you know, the people standing behind him, whether it's Pete Hegseth or J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, they are all Christians. I'm not saying they have perfect lives. You know, do you have a perfect life, you Christian listening to me? They've had some, a past, some of them, but they really are believers in Christ. And the cabinet, so many of them are. They're praying. There's worship going on at the White House. I don't want to get carried away or overstate anything, but I'm just telling you, this is happening. So the other thing is the military. The military has been so weakened by the Biden regime and the Obama regime, and yes, I use the word regime, that we weren't even sure how they could fight or if they could stand up to any enemy. That's kind of where we've been with China. But look what they've done. Look what they did. Look what they did. Without any kind of leaks, they pulled off this intricate plan. And so I just wanted to underscore that. I want to bring you up to date on some things that are happening. The IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, have been striking in the last, I'm speaking to you again on Monday, the 23rd of June. So they've been conducting unprecedented regime targets and governmental repression bodies in the heart of Tehran, including the Bazij headquarters, the Evin prison for political prisoners and regime opponents. Now, that's interesting. I'm sure they're not bombing that, but all these Iranian dissidents who are, remember freedom that was available in Iran many years ago, are in those prisons. So I'm guessing the IDF has released them, or at least tried to. And also they've destroyed, they have a clock. It's called the Destruction of Israel clock, and it's been in the Palestine Square in Tehran. They've destroyed that. The Destruction of Israel clock has been destroyed. Also the headquarters of the Revolutionary Guards and other regime targets. That's just amazing. That Bazij headquarters, by the way, is one of the IRGCs, and that's the military operation, the arm of the Ayatollah Khomeini's wickedness is done by the IRGC. So they've destroyed their central armed base of power. So and they're charged with enforcing Islamic law. So that's a pretty deep cut. I'm sorry I'm laughing, but I'm happy. I am happy. I really am. Now, I heard a word before I started this morning that there's word that Iran-backed groups are getting ready to attack U.S. bases. And so even as I'm talking to you, I think that's taking place. So let me read. Katie Pavlish wrote this at 12:35 p.m. today. She said Iran has launched a series of ballistic missiles, currently 7 total, at American military bases in Qatar and Iraq as part of Operation Basharat al-Fat. Sirens are also sounding in Kuwait and Bahrain. Explosions in the air have been reported by witnesses on the ground. Now, that's a kind of a little important sentence. Explosions in the air, not explosions on the ground. So there's more to this story, but I just want to tell you there was preparation for this. There are multiple interceptors that have been seen leaving Qatar during the Iranian ballistic missile attack against the United States Al-Adid Air Base. So there's vision. We see that now. We can see it. President Trump is meeting with his national security team. And this is what he said. He said, President Trump said, there will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. If peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill. And there will be peace or there will be tragedy for Iran, far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. So prior to taking out Iran's nuclear infrastructure on Saturday night, this is the preparation for Iran's pushback. So this was happening before these strikes. Additional missile defense systems were moved into the region to protect American troops should Iran retaliate. And now that's happening. Israel is also helping with defense of American bases. And so, remember, President Trump also said this, we know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out or kill him, at least not for now, but we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. So that's where it stands. Iran is striking back, but they have their warnings, and I imagine we're going to all need to be glued to the news today as we see this thing unfold. One other thing, the State Department has doubled the number of emergency evacuation flights, providing American citizens who want to leave Israel. And they've ordered the departure of non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon. So, and they're warning people not to travel. No travel. in the Middle East, and they've got many countries listed here. But because they're concerned, of course, that Iran will retaliate, and we don't want anyone to be placed in danger. I'm going to take a short break, but when we come back, there's one other really important thing that has to do with the safety of us here in the homeland. So we'll be right back. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
And the FDA finally approved the French abortion pill. And again, there's two pills. They okayed the first one, mifepristone, for chemical abortions up to 7 weeks. Later, that was extended to 10 weeks under Barack Obama. And then under Joe Biden, they opened the door to the FDA approving of mifepristone prescriptions online, through the mail, and without any kind of supervision. And the Supreme Court upheld that unanimous ruling just in 2024. It really is despicable. I'm telling you, it is despicable, given the number of injuries, 10% or so of women who have these chemical abortions, not to mention the loss of life, the trauma of delivering at home. It is a disgraceful thing that our country has done. But Preborn is trying to provide a redemptive way to stop it. They have a pill that can actually reverse that first pill, and the first one is mifepristone. So if a mother has second thoughts when she takes that first pill, if she gets to a Preborn clinic, they can stop that. But if she takes the second pill, which expels the baby, it's too late. And that's why we're trying to educate women, not educate. I hate that. Just really too sterile. We're trying to move their hearts by showing them their baby in utero through ultrasound. That's what Preborn does. That's the emotional trigger, which is genuine and real from the heart of God. That's a baby. And when women see that, they don't take these abortion pills. It stops it before it begins. But both things have to be addressed, and that's what Preborn does. If you would like to help, it's $28 for one ultrasound. Just go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. And please make your most generous donation.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you. You may remember, I've discussed this with you a number of times, and you've been watching the news saying, no, we've had millions of people pour over our borders. And we know that many of them are terrorists, but we don't know how many. So they're from all over the world. So Bill Malugin, who's become just a terrific reporter with Fox, has been tallying as best he can the number of Iranians that have come across the southern border. And so he says, per senior CBP, that's Customs and Border Patrol sources, there were 1,504 Iranian nationals caught crossing the border. Illegally, by the way, during the Biden administration from fiscal year 21 through fiscal year 24. So listen to this. 729, that's 48% of whom were what? Released into the United States. 1,504 Iranian nationals caught crossing the border illegally during the Biden administration. So it's unclear how many of these Iranians were on the terror watch list, as the Biden administration repeatedly denied Bill's FOIA requests and appeals for the data, citing, are you ready for this? Privacy concerns of the people on the list, and are you ready for this one? Minimal public interest. So Bill's trying to get the data on how many terrorists have come into the country, and specifically Iranians, and he's told they can't release it because of privacy concerns for the people on the list. Those poor people coming across the border, they deserve privacy. And secondly, nobody cares, right? Minimal public interest, are they kidding? No, they're not kidding, they're just sinister. So there are over 2 million known recorded gotaways at the border during the Biden administration. And because they were never caught, there's no way to know where they're from. We don't know about them. And Bill goes on to explain that all Iranians are special interest aliens due to national security concerns, and they are supposed to receive enhanced vetting by the DHS. And remember, almost half of the Iranians encountered by the Biden Border Patrol were released into the U.S. And so I remembered a tape. Actually, we played this several months ago. Maybe it's been a year. It's been January of 2024. This was a video made by, remember those brothers, the Muckraker guys? I played, I covered their following that trail of migrants through Mexico, through that famous pass, and we talked about them a lot when the immigrants were pouring into the country. So they were down on the border, and they happened to come across, or he came across them, a Middle Eastern man who was crossing over, and they got into a back and forth. And I played it then, and I want to play it for you again today. Let's listen.
Wait, if you are smart enough, you would know who I am. But you are really not smart enough to know who I am. But soon you're going to know who I am. Very easy.
Wow, very easy. The entitlement.
No, believe me, I'm much better than that.
The entitlement, guys. Wow.
Soon.
All right, so this guy is dressed like Western. He's got a Western jacket on and a hat. He looks actually nicer than most coming across that border. And what does he say? He said, you find out who I am. You're going to find out who I am very soon. Just because they ask him where he was from and he wouldn't tell them. So we don't know who that is, but that's just an example of the kind of thing. What did Bill say? There are thousands of terrorists who have come across the border. We just don't know quite how many. And when it comes to Iran, the chances are the people coming across that border were not friendly to the U.S. because I'm sure those poor people that have been oppressed by the Ayatollah don't have the money or the wherewithal to get to America and come up the Mexican Pass. So it's a really tragic situation, and we need to pray for them. And, of course, we need to be diligent here in this country. So eyes open, doors locked, just be careful as we watch this thing come to a close, and God willing, it will indeed come to a close. I want to thank Timothy Plan because they show us how to put our money where our values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy, or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.